Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a while, but we're back.
Everybody get up.
Everybody, welcome to Hazel Runs Her Mouth. Yes, we are back. It is August 6, 2014, and it feels like I've been away forever. I'm so glad we got the radio show back. As you all know, it's crazy, it's insane, it's happy, it's sad, it's bitchy, it's mean, it's nice and enlightening. It's everything in between. It's basically my personality all rolled up into one bundle of 2 hours with a giant bow on the top. Or you could say I've got a giant horn on my head, as I'm a unicorn, I am a giant turtle, giant cup of tea, whatever you want to call it, but whatever you say, I am Beck. And now I'm lost for words. Yeah, I'm not really lost for words. Well, as everybody knows, it's the middle of school holidays. The kids are off for, depending on where you are, for the what seems like the longest period of time in the history of mankind. And then we have the back-to-school shopping list. I swear, I'm like, actually, it has to be said, as Robert's graduated, like, gone through school and now he's in high school, the list has got shorter. But some of the items on it have got more expensive. For example, he has to get a TI 83 calculator, and the cheapest I've seen that is $60. Right now, I am not getting him that calculator. It can wait because the price is just insane. Absolutely insane. I got him a lot cheaper one, and it's going to have to do for now. If it gets to the point where he really does have to have this particular one, then I guess I'll be on eBay and Craigslist trying to find it. But, I mean, seriously, that price, and I understand it's a graphing calculator and all this lot, but as I say, the cheapest I've seen it is $60. The most expensive I've seen it for is $120. To me, that's just insanity. I mean, how are we supposed to afford these types of things? Especially when you're on low income. I know that in previous years you were able to, what they call, rent a calculator from the school. But for some reason, this high school has not been doing it. And I don't understand why, because I personally would rent it. If they say, okay, $10, you rent it for the school year, that would be great. Let me do it. Here's my money. Hand it over to you gladly. But seriously, the prices and everything is just, it's crazy. He has to have a flash drive. That's not too bad because you pick those up $5 at Walmart. Very, very happy. Big thank you to Megan. She sent me a bunch of school supplies, which was so much help. Especially as a lot of you may see the commercials on TV for Staples. And Staples are doing notebooks for 17 cents and all this lot, but in Milwaukee, Staples has shut down. The nearest one to us is in Delavan, which is quite a ways from where I am. It's not even feasible for me to jump on a bus. It's like a coach ride or a train ride. To be able to even get it. And, you know, online it's like, okay, well, you can order this, but you have to order $50 worth of stuff. Well, if you don't have a $50 order, you don't get the deal. And that to me is also, you know, it's just crazy because I only had like $20 worth of stuff to get and I put it in the cart and then got to the register and it says, okay, this amount is going to come to $55. I'm like, why is that? Go back through. It was because I hadn't ordered $50 worth of stuff at the reduced price, if that makes any sense. But anyway, we've got, you know, things pretty much sorted and everything. And as those of you who are following me on Facebook know, Robert is on the football team. Woohoo! Go Rockets! He is a wide receiver, which makes mommy, I don't know if it makes me happy or sad, to be perfectly honest, seeing him get smashed into as he's given the ball and stuff. But either way, it's so nice seeing him so happy, you know, to do this and everything. I'm going to bore you all to death when he has his football games with photos and updates and everything. But that's my boy, you know. He's wanted to play on the football team for a long time. And up until this year, it's been out of our price range. It's been like $275 for him to be on the team. As soon as he hits high school, price drops down to $75. But it's still going to be fun. I'm so excited. You have no idea. Well, you do know because it's me. Let's be perfectly honest. I'm kind of like the worst person for keeping my emotions under control. I'm trying to see what else I can bring you up today on. Oh, I started school, training to be a stillbirth day doula, which is a bereavement doula, which means I can go in and help families during pregnancy and also during childbirth and afterwards. It's mainly focusing on people who, like families whose children have a condition that may not make, help them get through childbirth, like childbirth and everything, child may die, who found out that they have stillborn, experiencing miscarriage, but also there's a live birth as well. I'm very excited. The work is very emotional. There's a lot of things that you come across that is just like insane, that you don't want to face. You know, you hear about certain things and then the reality hits. And it's like, yeah, you know what, I could live my life not knowing this. That's the same of any parent who's lost a child. You could live the rest of your life not whatever having to know this feeling or what it's like to lose a child. And it's just, to me, it's very hard, but you know, it's a good experience, and it'd be nice to be able to give back, because that was something I really wish had happened when I had Matthew, is that I had somebody there. But you know, as they say, hindsight's 20/20. There's a lot of things that would have been done differently. But you just move forward in the best way that you can. I'm not saying everybody has to move forward. I'm saying you move in a forward motion that's the best for you. And if that involves going sideways or slipping backwards from time to time, then so be it. You just do what's right for you. I'm trying to think what else happened. Let me see. We have, those of you probably actually remember Robert getting robbed. He was waiting on a bus and got robbed at the bus stop. The guy in question failed to show up for one court hearing and actually had a warrant out for his arrest, but because the court made a mistake in failing to tell him that court date, everything was put back to how it was. So, you know, they go to court next Tuesday. Robert does have a protection order, so the guy can't come in contact with him or anything, which is a good thing. That was my one thing I was worried about, especially as he goes to school across the street from where we live. There's much more to that, and I can't go into a lot of the details, but, you know, See, I'll go on the air and I start yawning. But it is, you know, something that affected me a lot. I already panic about losing Robert, especially after we lost Matthew and everything. But then having all this happen, it was terrifying, to be perfectly honest. But right now we are going to play another song. Let me find a really good song for my friend. Let me see. There we go. This is for everybody.
Take a break. I'm hot and In a minute, Mom! Hello?
Where are you?
You're
what?
Missing it! Get down here right now!
Where are you?
We're in the tunnel!
You have 5 minutes!
Get down here right now!
Okay.
Hurry up!
Yeah.
come back, my phone rings. Oh, bear with me a second. Hello?
Hi.
Hi, Michelle.
In the atmosphere, the drops of Jupiter in her head. She acts like summer and walks like rain. Reminds me that there's time to change. Since the return of her stay on the moon, she listens like spring and she talks like June.
Okay, I'm back. Sorry, that was somebody else on the phone, and, I didn't want to be rude to that person because I actually like them. So, yeah. I don't always put my friends live on the air and everything. Sometimes I'm actually kind and nice and everything. But anywho, let's see, where were we? I don't even know where we were. Middle of summer. I don't know about everybody else, but this summer has had the craziest weather ever. It's like August. We've had a few, you know, warm days, like relatively warm days where we've hit some high temperatures. But in general, the temperatures have been, like, pretty cold, like a lot cooler, which for me, personally, it's not too much of a big deal because I don't do well with heat and everything. But, you know, on the whole, it's been really surprising. Normally by now, I am not glowing in the dark. I'm actually a nice, healthy color and don't look like I need to be hospitalized. But, you know, this year has been terrible, which, you know, for AJ, he's actually quite happy about it because he doesn't particularly like the real intense heat either. But I know for a lot of people, it's like, where did the summer go? On the other flip side of things, a lot of hot weather has hit the UK. And as I keep telling, you know, my family over there, hey, you guys are always complaining that you don't get a proper summer. The one year I'm kind enough to send you my weather, you guys complain about it. But yeah, they've had some really, really hot weather over there. Abnormal temperatures for the UK. And, you know, it's crazy. It's like the whole weather system has completely switched around. I know that here in Wisconsin and also in parts of Michigan as well, the famous polar vortex that we had in the winter actually hit us again, which caused us to have the temperatures the day before were in like the 70s and the 80s. The following day, the temperatures had all dropped. And they had dropped right the way down. We were in like 60s, 50s and 60s for a couple of days. And, you know, it was funny. We went out and I'm like, AJ, I need to borrow a hoodie because it had dropped that much that you felt noticeably felt it. Wasn't the gradual that we used to, but, you know, now the temperatures are back in the 70s and everything. We've had a couple of days last week where it hit the 80s and the 90s. And in my apartment, we don't have air conditioning. It was stifling, absolutely stifling. How we actually managed to make it through is beyond me because we were dripping. We were absolutely dripping in sweat. It was crazy, crazy temperatures. And to be honest, I was like, it got to the point where you were taking a shower and you were coming out and there was no difference. Normally you have that nice cool feeling and the evaporation on your skin. And we had none of that. It was so, so hot. I am actually hoping that we do get a little bit warmer weather. It would be nice, you know, just for a little while to have some decent summer weather and everything. But on the flip side of that, I'm actually kind of glad the temperatures are the way they are, especially now that Robert has started training for football. the thought of him in full football gear out in the, you know, the hot heat and everything is kind of scary. Even though, you know, the coaches are good, obviously, they'll make sure the kids are hydrated and that type of stuff. But the thought of them all being out in that intense heat and everything is just, it's just insane. It really is. So, you know, Mama Bear's happy in that sense. On the other side of things, you know, is it a prelude to what we're going to expect in winter again? Are we going to have another year of that, you know, sheer breathtaking cold? You know, last year was, well, this year actually was unbelievable. The how cold it actually got down to and how it actually made everybody feel was just astounding. You know, schools up in Wisconsin very rarely close their doors. But for them to actually have said, okay, it's too cold, that to us was actually amazing because they don't do that. They stay on, you know, having kids go in and everything. But we had days where before the wind chill, we were at minus 15, minus 16, and throwing the wind chill and everything. There were a couple of days where with the wind blowing, it reached round to like minus 40. And we did the hot water thing where you throw hot water outside and it turns to snow instantly. We did the t-shirt thing where it froze. And our heat had a terrible, terrible time catching up. So, you know, the weather just seems to be totally insane. But what I'm going to do now is, I'm already on that page. There we go. I'm actually going to play a song quickly and I will be back very shortly.
Yeah.
10:30 on the East Coast, and I do believe that Robert might be coming through the door any minute because the dogs have just gone crazy. Or maybe not. Oh, no. Normally our dogs kind of go, hey, don't you even lick that. Normally the dogs go kind of crazy when somebody comes in, and a lot of times they know when it's Robert or AJ. They run straight to the door, which is what they did just now. But I don't even know where we're going to go on about conversation-wise right now. It's like very strange. I miss being on the air, but then it's like now that I'm back, what do we talk about? And the song, by the way, for Cora, who's just asked me who it was Evanescence. And it was called Bring Me to Life. So there you go. As I say, I'm trying to, like, think of some things and everything that we could be talking about. But, you know, I'm getting kind of getting sidetracked by one of my favorite movies that's on TV at the same time. Excuse me. But yeah, there's a lot of things that have actually happened over the past few months that, you know, I know that it seems like it's old news now. It's like, why even mention it? It's old news now. One thing that we were really happy that we managed to do was that for Maddie's second birthday, we did actually have a day of mourning, which was the day that we found out that he had died, and then we had a day of celebration, which was his birthday. And it was lovely. I was actually blessed in the fact that Jenna, who has become such an amazing friend of mine, was able to come along with us. We decorated his grave, had cupcakes, and it was wonderful. It really was lovely, and everybody's support was totally amazing. It's such a good feeling when everybody comes together and we support each other and, you know, keep things going along nicely. It was lovely. I've got all the photos. I had a photo book made with my favorite ones. And then also I've got every single one that was like posted for us printed up. And they're all going to go in his photo album. And it was just, you know, it was great. It was so much fun and everything. We're actually kind of changing how Maddie's memory is going to run this upcoming year. More about that as, you know, the weeks and everything go on. we're still obviously keeping along our same line, which is supporting families and everything. But we're just going to change things up and do something a little bit different and, you know, perhaps hopefully reach an area that hasn't been touched. But as I say, more to that will be coming along later. I'm trying to think what else. There was something I specifically wanted to mention, and I can't for the life of me think what it is now. We touched base about the whole back-to-school thing. And this is, actually, we'll go back to that, because this is one of the things that, you know, just does actually get me and everything, is that it says on, like, the forms, okay, I remember Robert needing, 36 pencils for the year. But they all had to go in on the first day in case there were any kids who didn't have pencils. So I had no problem with sending in extra pencils and everything. But basically this is what happened. When Robert was in, I would say it was elementary school, we sent in on the first day 36 pencils, and there was another time when we actually had to send in 50. So we got all these pencils in, and by Christmas we were asked for more, another 50. And it was like, okay, why are we sending in more? I understand that, you know, we're helping out those who didn't have enough money to be able to buy 50 pencils and that. But why, there's no way that he went through 50 writing pencils, you know, in like 2 months. So there was a lot of things that made us wonder and everything. And I understand sending in boxes of tissues and hand sanitizer, certain things like that. I totally understand that. But some of the things, you know, were just crazy. Like, we had to send in, one point, I think he was first grade, we had to send in, like, 5 boxes of crayons. In fact, let me see if I can bring up the elementary school back-to-school list. see if I can bring up the back to school list. Just so that, because to me there, here we go, the supply list. Okay. For kindergarten, we'll do first grade. Here we go. 30 at least number 2 pencils sharpened, 2 pink erasers, 3 boxes of crayons, 1 Elmer's glue, 10 glue sticks, scissors, small supply box, smock or old shirt for art, 2 dry erase markers, gym shoes, 1 ream of computer paper, school bag or backpack, 1 blue, 1 yellow, 2 blue, 1 purple, 3 red. Hold on, I'm going to be right back. This is Robert's dad, so I'm just going to play another song and I'll be right back.
I thought I found a lover, she was just a fling. And then I met a girl and felt a different thing. It's like you're hit in the ring, like you're pulled by a string. Can't breathe like you're choking on a chicken wing. It was a thing called a thing and I wanted to sing. And listen to the ballads of a man named Sting. Lady looks in your eyes and it's suddenly spring. Like when Nala looked at Simba in The Lion King.
No, I just came closer to hear you better.
Oh, come on, just give it a try.
All right, maybe just a little.
So listen, all you singers from here to Beijing, you better crack the box string, get ready to clean. Cause if love was money, you'd be in a cha-ching. Next to a zing, Cuba's arrows,
only the beast sing.
It was a zing and a zang and a zingy-dee-dee. And there was only one lady in the zing for me. Cause when you zing,
what's the thing?
You better know what thing. The only thing you're gonna fling is a wedding ring.
Okay, we're back. I apologize for that. Okay, so this is, we'll go back to what you said. We were on the folder. So it was 1 yellow, 2 blue, 1 purple, 3 red, and 1 green plastic folder with no names written on it. 1 wide ruled spiral notebook, a large size box of tissues, 1 watercolor paint set, pack of washable markers, 3 containers of Clorox wipes, 1 box of Crayola pencils, then it says 1 3-pack of 3x3 post-it notes, 1 pair of headphones, no earbuds, and a quarter-sized box and a gallon-sized box of freezer bags. And then it says underneath it, you will need to replenish these every semester. So basically saying that you need that every semester. Then we go on to second grade, and you've got 40 number two pencils. Then you, you know, and then, let's see, third grade. I'm trying to see. 48 pencils. Then fourth grade, we go down to 20 pencils. But, I mean, seriously, I understand that, I understand that, you know, a lot of items are needed and everything. But to me, it just seems a little bit crazy with the sheer amount of stuff that is asked for. To me, it's like beyond, it really does go beyond a joke on a lot of them. Because there's no way that, you know, especially some parents, there's no way that a lot of parents can afford to get all of these items. And luckily, you know, there's a lot of things in the area that will actually help people get them and everything. But even then, you're supposed to meet certain guidelines. And some of them, the guidelines are getting really crazy in the sense of, you know, I suppose because so many people abuse the situation. But a lot of times you see, oh, you have to have, you know, be making this amount of money or less. And, you know, it's just, some of it's just really crazy. It really, really is. I am actually glad, you know, that I'm now in a different, you know, system because his schooling supplies aren't as crazy as they were before. But even still, it's, you know, it's still a lot, especially when it comes to the calculators and stuff. Because, tell me this, if you, can you, everybody afford a $120 calculator at brand new prices? I know I can't. I mean, $60 is pushing it for me as well. You know, it's, these prices are just a little bit too crazy. And as I say, there was a point where you could rent calculators from the school. And, you know, I don't know why they stopped doing that. Perhaps a lot of calculators weren't returned. But, you know, they should be able to, if you're going to rent them, pick them up at the beginning of your math class. To me, that seems like the perfect answer. But I guess in, for a lot of schools, that's not how they want it to be. The other thing is that I do miss is when Robert was going to a Catholic school, he had to wear a school uniform, which made life a lot easier for us. Yeah, you know, it was, you had to hunt down school uniforms and stuff. But, you know, a lot of times it made things a lot easier. There's so much competition in looking good and everything. You know, now that it's like back to school clothes shopping, we've got the school supplies, so now we're working on the back to school, you know, clothes. He's got his shoes, which he insists on wearing now. That's fine, whatever. He's not getting another pair, let's be perfectly honest. But then it's like getting him a few pairs of jeans and then getting him some t-shirts. Then I got to find him a winter coat and, you know, he needs a hoodie. And everything just slowly mounts up and mounts up and mounts up. And then a lot of things that you can't actually get until this time of year. And with the way Robert's growing, it's not like I could get him a hoodie last year and be confident that it's going to fit him this year because he grows so quick. You know, this kid's teetering on being like 5'8 and a half now. And, you know, it's just insane. It really is. And my heart goes out to those parents who've got two or more kids because how they ever afford it is just beyond me. Really, really is. The price is insane. And, you know, having to make sure you've got all that. Then on top of that, there's the school fees, then school lunches, and, you know, a lot of things like that. And it's just crazy, absolutely crazy. But, you know, our kids are worth it. I mean, I will struggle, I'll gladly struggle through to make sure that he has everything that he needs. And to make sure that, you know, he's not one of the kids who were picked on for being out of place. Because that's something that happened to me a lot in school, is I was taller than everybody for a long time. And I wasn't the you know, the best dressed person. I wasn't fashionable, and, you know, my parents struggled, basically. And it would be, for me, it was, you know, trying to fit in. I never, ever fit in anywhere, and I still feel like that now. I'm one, you know, the person who, on the radio, I can be me, and when I'm online, I can be me. But then, when I'm in, you know, it's very hard for me to actually get in what I want to say and everything. And, you know, I'm always have been, and I'm sure I always will be, the butt of everybody's jokes. And because I'm fat, because I'm over here, I've got a different accent, and I say things differently. And, you know, it's just one of those things. And I never wanted Robert to feel that way, because it's horrible. You know, here I am, 39 years old, and all my best friends live in different states. You know, I don't have the group of people like a lot of people do who, you know, you have that friend who lives nearby who pops in all the time. Yeah, luckily I've got close to Jenna now, so that is good. She does live closer. But, you know, it's just one of those things. I didn't want Robert having that. I wanted Robert to have this amazing group of friends who, you know, they still are really good friends, who they're always going to be friends with. I don't have that. I have friends from school, but, you know, I was still always the outsider looking in. You know, there was always the little clique, and, yeah, I was a part of one of them, but I was like the outsider. You know, the only way I could describe it is, you know how you get the Jeeps and everything and the spare wheels on the back of the trunk? That's how I always felt, like the spare wheel on the back of the trunk. You know, not the person who, I wasn't the person who everybody wanted to hang with. I remember having a sleepover, and I had a friend called Natasha come over, and she spent the night. And then when we went back to school Monday, she made fun of me the whole time and all that lot. And there was another friend called Cheryl who, along with my stepsister and a couple of others, set me up to see if I would make fun of my stepsister, and everything I said got twisted, and I lost friends that way. I didn't want to go to school for the last 2 years of my schooling. I hated it. I didn't want to be there. I was lucky in the sense that I could stay off of school. My grades were good enough that I could turn in homework and all that lot, but I didn't have friends that, you know, when I left school, would stay in contact and, you know, all that lot, because I don't. I look at my friends on Facebook from school and everything, and they're still the ones who hang out together and everything. It's like, I don't have that, and I didn't want that for Robert. I really don't. I want him to have this great experience and, you know, have good group of friends and everything, and have these wonderful memories that will last for, you know, a long time. On that note, I'm going to play another song, and let me find one. Let me go. I have to find a good one. Here we go. And I will be right back.
Look at this photograph. Every time I do, it makes me laugh. How did our eyes get so red? And what the hell is on Joey's head? This is where I grew up. I think the president oughta fixed it up. I never knew we ever went without. The second floor is hard for sneaking out. And this is where I went to school. Most of the time it better face it you. Criminal record says I've broken twice. I must have done it half a dozen times. I wonder if it's too late. Should I go back and try to graduate? Life better now than it was back then. If I was them, I wouldn't let me. Goodbye, goodbye. Every memory of walking out the front door, I found the photo of the
my life in a slow hell. Different girl every night at the hotel. I ain't seen the sunshine in 3 damn days. Been fueling up on whiskey. Wish I had a good girl to miss me. Lord, I wonder if I'll ever change my ways. I put your picture away, sat down and cried today. I can't look at you while I'm lying next to her. I put your picture away, sat down and cried today. I can't look at you while I'm lying next to her. I called you last night in the hotel. Everyone knows.
Quite the way I want it to be.
Tell me what you want.
I want a brand change my name. Cause we all just wanna be big rock stars and live in hilltop buses driving 15 cars. The girls come easy and the drugs come cheap. We'll all stay skinny cause we just won't eat. And we'll hang out in the coolest bars and the VIP with the movie stars. Every good gold digger's gonna wind up there. Every playboy bunny with a bleach blonde hair. And we'll hey. And a phone that loves to blow my money for me.
So how you gonna do it?
I'm gonna trade this life for fortune and fame. I'd even cut my hair and change my name. Cause we all just wanna be big rock stars and live in hilltop buses driving 15 cars. The girls come easy and the drugs come cheap. Well, I'll stay skinny cause we just won't eat. And we'll hang out in the coolest bar. VIP with the movie stars. Every good gold digger's gonna wind up there. Every playboy bunny with a bleach blonde hair. And we'll part out in the private rooms with the latest dictionary of the Jesus Zoo. They'll get you anything with that evil smile. Everybody's got a drug dealer on speed dial. Well, hey.
Okay, I'm back. Sorry about that. A few things I had to do before coming back to you all. A friend of mine is actually at the moment collecting wedding dresses when possible to be able to make burial gowns for babies, and I'm hoping that we can get her a bunch sent out to her. It's such a good thing that she's wanting to do, and such a generous thing that she's wanting to do. So if anybody has any that they want to donate, please let me know and we'll get you in touch with her. I'm going to cut this show short this week. I know I said I would be here for 2 hours, but you know, there's a lot of things going on, and I do actually have to have an early night because I've got to get Robert to the doctor for his physical and stuff tomorrow. So I'll have much more together for next week. And we will certainly kick ass next week, let's be perfectly honest. So I'm going to play us out with another song, if I can find it. I'm trying to find a good one. Here we go. And I will see you all next week.